Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. They're the filler-up company from Quarry Rock to all the fill material, plus the expertise to do it for you. Good afternoon, everyone. And the scene this afternoon is the South Bedford High School Gymnasium, home of the Panthers, where the Abbey's Christmas Classic is underway. This is the second day. Grants Pass victorious over Roseburg last night. A bigger challenge today with the Thurston Colts. The Colts are on the floor. Well, they have been on the floor. They are just now leaving to go back into the locker room for some final instructions before coming out. We're about 10 minutes before tip-off is scheduled. The Cavemen remain on the floor. They're in, of course, their warm-ups, the black pants with the gray jerseys. They'll be traveling in their traveling blue uniforms. They'll be the away team, the guest team on the scoreboard here at South Bedford High School against these Colts from Thurston High School. To bring you up to date on some of the things that have been happening around here, the game just over with Roseburg lost again, this time to a Corvallis team that had showed no mercy. 64-26, the final score, Corvallis over the Roseburg Indians. Now, last night, here in the same gym, it was Thurston taking on North Medford. Thurston handing North Medford a 9-point loss, 74-65, so they put up a lot of points. So that's part of the scene here. We'll be back with more right after this word from our good friends at Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
All right, Grants Pass fans, there is another game to put on your schedule right now, and that's next Tuesday night at 6:30. The Del Norte Warriors will be in town taking on the Grants Pass Cavemen. That's kind of been a negotiating here. Del Norte was one of the teams at this classic, and the two coaches got together, said each of the teams needs another game, looking to athletic directors got involved, and the final decision was Grants Pass playing a home game against Del Norte, Tuesday night at 6:30. Yes, you will hear it right here on KAJO Radio. Well, that's the scene. Stay tuned. Well, let's see. Yeah, that's the scene. Stay tuned for a word from head coach Nate Olson after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abbey's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abbey's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abbey's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abbey's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Time now for word from head coach Nate Olson, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airmen. And coach, once again, congratulations again on the first win of the season. Must have felt pretty good to you and the boys.
Yeah, it was good. You know, good to, you know, kind of get that box checked, and now hopefully build on it and get that one tonight.
All right, well, another chance today against a pretty good basketball team. And I know you watched them last night against North Medford. Tell me about what you saw.
Yeah, super athletic. They got a good post kid, real crafty, good size, and then a couple tall guards. So it'll be a good challenge, good test for us tonight. We just need to limit those, you know, those their two best players, limit them. try to make some other guys do some stuff, and then really just try to focus on offense, make them work, make them defend us for, you know, late shot clocks, but maybe get 20 seconds in and make them defend us for a little while.
All right, I'm going to try to read between the lines last night because I saw a lot of points on the board last night between North and Thurston. So tell me about your defense. Was there any defense played, and is that your key tonight?
Oh, they defend pretty well. You know, North is went on some streaky. They're real streaky, so they went on a run. I think by one point, I felt like both teams scored 15 points back-to-back in probably 3 minutes. But both played an up-and-down style, so it's just, I mean, it was a style game where they both wanted to get out and run. So I think they both defend. You know, they're trying to get out, get steals, get out in transition. So it really just lent to both their styles. That's why it's such a high total last time.
All right, well, we'll be right back with more right after this word from the Indoor Air Man.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Air Man, your energy conservation specialist.
All right, Coach, last night against the Roseburg Indians, you came out with a really hot belly-to-belly mountain man defense that really turned the game around for you early. Will we see that same thing tonight?
Yeah, we'll see it maybe a little bit early. Just try to mix it up on them, I think, tonight. Really just kind of see if we can keep them guessing. Again, they're asking because they can score, so it'll be trying to limit them. So I think kind of just keep them off balance with some different stuff. But I think we can pick up full, depending on who has the ball in that time, and maybe take advantage of that, some of that stuff early on.
All right. Great night last night from Rosetta, 29 points. Another 12 points from McKittrick coming around. Trailer's beginning to score more. You're looking for more offense?
Absolutely. You know, I think those guys are going to be great. As you missed a week, so I think he's kind of getting his legs back. JT's starting to figure out he can be a little more aggressive. And we've talked about he needs to be more aggressive. He needs to score for us. And I think those other guys, they'll come around. You know, it's just, can we make some shots? You know, Preston Gillis hit a shot last night. And those guys are just got to be scrappy. Branson Young going to keep battling for us, get those second chance points. And then I think the Ely boys, they're coming along, and it's just kind of that time. And, you know, getting some trust and then believing that they can do it while they're out there.
We're seeing you play an awful lot of players. Will we see that again tonight?
Yeah, I think we will. You know, early on, especially just when we're going to play two games in two nights, and then we're going to play again on Tuesday. So just trying to get those guys, to keep guys fresh as well. You know, I think late last night, you said we were getting tired. We kind of played, you know, Jordan played a lot of minutes, JT, Grady. So I think they wore down a little bit. So trying to get them some early breaks. As long as we can, you know, stay competitive early on, we can get those guys some breaks and get the other guys some minutes.
All right, starters tonight, Coach.
Oh, probably start the same way as last night. We'll go Berg, McKittrick, Trailer, Young, and Rosetta.
All right, Coach, best of luck to you tonight against the Thurston Colts, and we'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods, to the fields, to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Want to give a little more love to the Indoor Airmen. Brought you the interview with head coach Nate Olson here this evening. Indoor Airmen has those modern energy solutions that can help you save on your heating and cooling, delivering a healthier indoor environment to you, their neighbors. That's from the Indoor Airmen. And now it's on to the starting lineups courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list. Head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, windows, lumber, decking, Riddell Road meets the Redwood Highway. That is Farmers Building Supply. And you heard head coach Knowlton running down for you. Starters tonight, Jordan Rosetta last night with 29 points. I think that might be his season high. The 6'5 sophomore will face a lot of defense tonight as teams continue. In fact, he was facing a triple team last night. Grady McKittrick with 12 points last night, wearing number 5, the 6'2 senior, getting the start tonight. 6'0 sophomore wearing double 0, James Traylor. Picked up, I believe, 8 points last night. He'll get the start along with a 6'3 sophomore, Branson Young, and 5'8 senior guard, Weston Berg, wearing number 2. Berg had about 4 points last night, I believe. Berg out there with certainly intense defense. Now we're about to have the introduction of players, so while we do that, we'll be back right after this word from Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Welcome back, everyone. We're doing the introduction of players right now. I think Cavemen are going to be first, and we'll run down the starters for the Colts of Thurston High School. James Traylor just introduced once again, wearing 00. Weston Berg, intense defense is what he brings to the floor, wearing number 2. Grady McKittrick, going to be a great basketball player, developing more and more in his senior year. He scored 12 last night. Number 11, great potential here. Coming on the field, Brampton Young, 6'3 sophomore and leader of this game. A sophomore at 6'5 is Jordan Rosetta. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we'll turn our attention to the Thurston Colts. Number 3 is Logan Piquette. I don't have heights on them. Wasn't published on the OSAA website. All I know is he's a senior. Also, number 10 is Ridge Lindsay. Number 12 being introduced is Lucas Labounty. Number 31, a sophomore, Trayson Hill, being introduced. And also another sophomore, Lefato Felipe, number 35. They look tall. That's because they seem to be tall. I don't have hard numbers on heights right now, but that's the starting lineups here, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. We'll be back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Want to win $200 in labor towards auto repair? Of course you do. You can do that by donating at least $20 in beans, rice, pasta, or cereal. Take that much-needed food to either Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will enter you into a drawing to win $200 in labor towards any service. Some restrictions apply. Drawing will be on December 29th, and all donations go to the Salvation Army in Grants Pass in Medford and the Rock Food Pantry in Grants Pass. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
And we're just underway. There's the tip-off into the backcourt, controlled by the Thurston Colts as the man brings it down. That's number 3 to Paquette with the basketball. Moves out to the right-hand side, and player control foul called. It was away from the ball on Labounty, I believe. That's right. Cavemen back on the attack. Traylor with the basketball, top of the key, right-hand side in the corner. Then DeBerg drives the baseline right-hand side, tries to flip it right-hand side. Stolen away, though, by number 10. That's Lindsay. Lead passed out for the from the 3 points from the corner for number 31. That's Hill, and it's 3-0. We'll pick up names here as we continue to go. Lead pass up to Rosetta. Down low then to bounce pass into Rosetta again. Lays one of it in, and Rosetta finds two on the feed for McKittrick. Token pressure in the backcourt for the Colts. Coming up, number 10, Lindsay with the basketball. Gives up quickly. Shot from the free throw line is up and good. Cavemen right back on the attack. Traylor across the timeline now. Puts the ball on the floor. Goes to wing right-hand side. Gives it off to McKittrick. McKittrick, wing left-hand side, brings it across the top of the key. Hands off to Berg between the circles. Berg moves off to the left-hand side. Back out front then to Young. Young with the basketball, looking for a cutter inside as it came and going to that shuffle. That left-hand side, McKittrick drives, gets to the basket, lays it up and in. And McKittrick has two, and the Cavemen are up by one. It's 5-4 right now. Driving down the right-hand side. Ball out front quickly to number two, Kogan. Down low, man spins, goes hard to the paint. Shot is up and good for number 35, Felipe. I have that as his fourth point, and it's 7-4. Grant's pass on the short end of that one. Trailer into the forecourt now. Goes left-hand side to McKittrick, wing left. Corner left-hand side then to Rosetta. Rosetta looks for help in the paint. Flips it cross-court. Stolen away, though, by number 31. That's Hill. In transition, goes to the top of the key. Goes down low. It's deflected. Scramble for it. Picked up. Turnaround jumper from 12 feet out by Labonte. And Labonte gets one up and down. 9-4. The Cavemen down by five here early. Inbounds play in the backcourt goes to McKittrick. McKittrick into the forecourt, left side. Moves off to the right-hand side, on the wing right to Berg. Berg on the wing, he'll drive, tries to gut right in. Shot is up, off no good. Board cleared by the Colts. Lost the basketball on the way down, retrieved it in the corner, left-hand side, spinning around. That's Hill with the basketball. Flips it out front quickly to number three, Piquette. Piquette goes right-hand side on the wing. Looks down low, wing right-hand side, going to attack from there to the baseline. Five-footer up from the right-hand side, it's up and good. That's Labonte. He's got four. And the Cavemen down by seven. It's 11-4. Trailer into the forecourt. Drives right-hand side. Penetrates. Goes all the way. Then drops the ball right back to Young. Corner right-hand side. He's double-teamed down low. Gets to the left-hand side, though. To Trailer. 4-3. Shot is up. Off no good. And in the rebounding action, I believe Rosetta came over the back. That's the call. Rosetta over the back in the rebound. So that'll be the first on Rosetta. First team foul on Grant's Pass. 4:49 to play. We're in the first period. This is Caveman Basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Labonte gives the ball up quickly to Piquette. Piquette walks the ball down slowly. Uncontested across the timeline at center court. Right front court. Caveman in the 2-3 zone at this point. Ball goes right-hand side into the corner. Back out to Piquette. Left-hand side quickly to Labonte. Labonte left-hand side goes down low in the corner. Left-hand side. In high post. Flips it right-hand side. Shot is up for three from the right-hand side. Off. No good. Rebound Colts. Underhanded layup is up and good. Once again by number 12, Labonte, and he's got six in the basketball game. The Cavemen down 13-4 here early. Trailer into the forecourt. Goes left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta looks left and right. Out front, left side to McKittrick. McKittrick stops. Hands the ball off to Berg. Berg out front. Gives it to Rosetta. Top of the key. Back to McKittrick. Still trying to figure out a way to penetrate. 10 seconds on the shot clock. McKittrick drives right-hand side. Trapped on the wing. Gives it to Berg on the cut. Berg puts one up that's off. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up and in. And Berg just working hard inside. Gets two for the Cavemen. 13-6 the score. Ball down the right-hand side for the Colts. Left-hand side on the wing quickly to Labonte. Labonte to the corner left-hand side. Looking for a man in the paint against that Caveman zone. Out front to Piquette. Piquette lobs the corner right-hand side, then down low on the baseline. Man attacks there, hard to the glass. It's up and down, no good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Comes out of the paint. Drops the ball off into McKittrick. McKittrick down the left-hand side into the forecourt. Looking for a way to score here. Top of the key, ball goes right-hand side to Trailer. Trailer, wing right-hand side. Looking for a cut. Back out front to McKittrick. McKittrick, top of the key, as the Cavemen cut through the lane. McKittrick backs way away. 13 seconds on the shot clock. McKittrick is holding the ball, letting the Cavemen get set into a double high post, and they break out of that. McKittrick comes to the right-hand side. Trailer cuts to the basket. McKittrick tries to follow him, stopped on the wing left-hand side. Shot clock expires. No good. Parents of all over. It'll be Colts ball inbounds. 2:46 to play. First period, 13-6. The Cavemen trail these Colts of Thurston High School. Thurston comes in, I believe, with a 5-4 record. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Piquette. Piquette comes down the right-hand side, stops out front, moves off to the wing, right-hand side. Looks left and right, goes to the baseline in the corner. Surrounded there by Rosetta. Back on the wing, right-hand side, still looking for a way to penetrate. Cross-court, left-hand side. Three-point attempt is on the way. It's off. No good. Rebound followed and lost. Foul call probably off Berg. We'll see as the official comes in. That's the call. So Berg will pick up his first infraction of the basketball game. Second team foul on the Cavemen this quarter. Going to the free throw line, number 12, LeBounty. First trip to the free throw line for anybody tonight. 2:24 on the clock. This is a first period score. Shot is up and good. So LeBounty now with seven leads all scorers. One more shot. Up and good. Finds two at the free throw line. He's got eight, and it's a 15-6 basketball game. Cavemen down by nine. Traylor in the backcourt will make the inbounds play. He's got McKittrick with him. Took in pressure in the backcourt. Actually waits at the timeline. McKittrick comes down, directing traffic. Wants Berg in the other corner. Goes right-hand side then to Traylor. Traylor, right front court. Back to Berg, wing right-hand side. Bounce pass down low to Rosetta. Slapped out of his hands and out of bounds. It'll be Grant's pass ball inbounds in the inline. Almost in the corner. Rosetta's there and will probably make the play. No, Trader's going to come out and make the inbounds play. The Cavemen will put a box around the... actually, they'll post two men low. McKittrick out to check that. That's Gerlitz out front. Gerlitz gets the inbounds pass at top of the key. Drives to the right-hand side. Looks for help as he's surrounded there and off to Traylor, corner left-hand side. Traylor moving with the basketball, looking for help down low and away from the basketball. A player control foul, I think, called on... So Edmund will pick up the infraction. There's a player control foul underneath. Piquette brings the ball down now for the Colts. Goes right-hand side on the wing. Back down low on the baseline. Back to wing right-hand side. Piquette feet the ball high post. Man steps out of the paint, goes down low on the baseline again. Trying to battle underneath the basket. Big crowd there. Finally, a shot goes up, and a three-second violation on the Colts. Got trapped inside, couldn't get out. I believe that was number 12, LeBounty. That's the far end of the floor from where we're kind of stationed here. That one's a difficult one to pick up. Inbounds play from McKittrick to Traylor now. Traylor comes across the timeline at the top of the key. Left-hand side now to Dedmon. Dedmon with the basketball. Back right-hand side to Gerlitz. Left-hand side then to McKittrick. McKittrick for three. Oh, he nails it. So McKittrick gets his second field goal. He's got five in the basketball game, and it's 15-9. Lead pass up quickly. Out up front to Piquette. Piquette left-hand side. Shot is up, off no good. Rebound Dedmon. Pulls it down for the Cavemen. Over to McKittrick. Long pass up to Traylor, right-hand side before everybody's set. Flips it left-hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz attacks along the baseline and backs away. Back out to Dedmon, wing left-hand side. High post to Rosetta. Rosetta with the basketball looking for a cutter. Turns, tries to drive back in himself. Kicks the ball down low to Traylor. Lays it up and in. Traylor finds his first two of the basketball game. And the Cavemen fighting back to within four with the last 45 seconds of the first period. 15-11 the score. Piquette brings the ball down for the Colts. Goes right-hand side on the wing, then the corner right-hand side. Man comes right back out to Piquette on the drive. Kicks it in the corner. Right-hand side. Back out front top of the key against that Caveman zone. Throwing it around, trying to get somebody to pop out of that zone. Bounce pass down low now. In the cut to the top of the key. Shot is up and good. Traylor brings the ball right back down. 11 seconds left. Shot clock is off, drives right-hand side, drops it back out to Rosetta. Rosetta, top of the key. He wants the ball, turns and fires. It's short. Into the hands quickly of Piquette. Launches a half-court shot at the buzzer. No good. At the end of the first period play, the Cavemen trailed by six. 17-11. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need.
Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. I need to remind you that First Period brought to you by our good friends at Moser Paving. Give them a call for all your site preparation needs, asphalt, well, whatever you need. It's 479-2424. And tip of the hat to Jay Moser for sponsoring Caveman Basketball since 1988. Salute. Second period coming up, brought to you by our good friends at the Black Flag Armory. Now fully stocked for the hunting season. Ammo, scopes, rifles, accessories, everything you need to fill your tag. Inbounds play as the second period is underway. Rosetta gets the ball in the backcourt on the alternate possession rule. Left-hand side quickly, then out front and away from the basketball. Get a lot of those tonight. And I think this is on Gerlitz. So Gerlitz will pick up the infraction. And that's the first team foul on the Cavemen. And the period. All right, inbounds play in the backcourt comes quickly. To Corgan. Corgan with the basketball goes left-hand side to Labonte. Labonte bounce pass out front. Deflected, picked up by Gerlitz. Gerlitz drops it back off to Rosetta. Rosetta into the forecourt, left-hand side. Out front now to McKittrick. Tries to drive left-hand side, draws a crowd there. Gives the ball off to Dedman. Dedman sees a lane, spins down the gate, and pulls that pivot foot. Yeah, he traveled. 17-11 the score, 7:27 showing here in the first half. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon. Inbounds play comes to number two, Brody Corgan. Corgan walks the ball down. Goes left-hand side quickly to Perez. Perez out front, then to Corgan. Corgan drives, top of the key, floats one up from 4 feet. It's good for Corgan. He's got two. It's 19-11. Grants Pass down by eight. Rosetta with the basketball for Grants Pass. Flips the ball left-hand side quickly to Gerlitz. Then down low to Rosetta, who made the cut. Now he tries to back into the lane right-hand side. Shoots over the man. It's up and good for Rosetta. He's got four in the basketball game so far. 21-11 the score. Grants Pass down by 10. No pressure in the backcourt for the Cavemen right now. Into the forecourt quickly. Corgan goes right-hand side on the wing. Back out front to Corgan. Crosses to the left-hand side now. Finds on the wing. That's Perez. Then in high post. Then down low to the big man on the paint. Shot is up and good. Felipe with the score. Ball out front now to Bronx. Bronx goes left-hand side quickly to Gerlitz. Gerlitz with the basketball. Hands the ball off to McKittrick. McKittrick between the circles. Backs away. Looks for help. On the wing, left-hand side then to Dedman. Dedman drives to the free throw line. Penetrates. Kicks the ball right-hand side to Gerlitz. 4-3 on the wing. Off, no good. Board cleared there by Rosetta. Brings it back out of the corner, left-hand side. Looks inside for a cutter. Tries to drive himself. And is fouled going by Felipe. Felipe will pick up this infraction. So Felipe will get the call. His first of the night. No shots for this one. He was driving, not shooting. Inbounds for Grant's Pass from the end line. Bronx makes the play. Gets it to McKittrick. Left-hand side on the corner. Tries to drive the baseline. Cut off there. Kicks the ball back out front to Gerlitz. Gerlitz back to Rosetta for three. This one's off. No good. Rebound taken down and controlled by Labonte. Labonte left side in the corner. Gives the ball to Felipe. Drives the baseline. Kicks the ball back out to Corgan. Corgan top of the key. Back to the left-hand side. It's deflected out of bounds. I believe it was Bronx who got a hand on it. Amaya is going to check in for Grant's Pass. And Gerlitz is going to sit out. 21-13, the score, 5:36 on the clock. And Traylor has been getting a breather. Going to check back in, and McKittrick's going to sit down. First breather, I believe, for McKittrick so far. Inbounds play comes out front quickly to Corgan, then down low to Felipe. Shoots one up, no good. High for the rebound, though, is Rosetta for Grant's Pass. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Heads down left front court, crossing the timeline. Spins, comes back across the top of the key. Shovels over to Maya, wing right-hand side. Down low to Bronx. Bronx drops the ball back. Tried to get it to Rosetta. It was intercepted by Corgan. Corgan comes back on the run himself out front. Left-hand side to Labonte. Labonte shoots for three. It's off. No good. Rebound trailer for Grants Pass, and the Cavemen come back still looking for some offense. Trailing 21-13, 5-10 to play here. First half action. Rosetta into the forecourt, right-hand side. Crosses to the left-hand side quickly to Amaya. Amaya, left-hand side. Drives across the top of the key, right-hand side to Trailer. Down low, the pass was intended for Amaya. Amaya had his back turned and saw it go by out of bounds. Turnover for Grants Pass, and ball picked up by some substitutions coming in. And the Colts have the basketball in the backcourt. I believe that's Corgan bringing it down. Corgan had in the forecourt. Drives off the right-hand side. Sees the Grants Pass zone. Goes back left-hand side to Piquette. Back to Corgan. Right-hand side. Into the corner. Right-hand side quickly. Then high post quickly. Turnaround jumper by Labonte. Up and good. Labonte with 10 points in the basketball game. 23-13. That's the margin. Grants Pass trails by that. Trailer with the basketball coming down. Crossing the timeline right-hand side. On the drive. Sees a lane. Tried to get it down low to Bird. Cutting from the right-hand corner. It was, though, taken away out of bounds by the Colts. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbound from the end line. And Dirk comes over to make the inbounds play. Caveman put a four-man screen down the right-hand side. Flipping out of that, the ball comes into Trailer. Trailer puts the ball on the floor. Spins, goes back to the baseline. Cross court right-hand side to Amaya for three. Off, no good. Board cleared quickly by number 23, Sharp. Sharp puts the ball on the floor himself. Comes down, gives it to Labonte. Labonte out front with the basketball. Left-hand side quickly. Down low on the baseline, back out on the wing. Shot is up for three. It's off completely out of bounds. It'll be Grants Pass basketball. I believe that was Baker trying to pick up the names of the team. The first time we've seen before. 4 minutes left to play here in the half. Inbounds in the backcourt. Just token pressure right now as Amaya brings the ball down into the forecourt. Right-hand side then to Rosetta. Rosetta out front to Trailer. Trailer looking left and right, trying to find a cutter. Drops the ball down low corner, right-hand side, then to Rosetta. Rosetta for three from the corner. Off the back of the iron, off. No good. Long rebound under the hands of Labonte. Labonte slides down to the free throw line. Wants to go all the way. Floats one up from 3 feet. It's good. Bar Labonte. He's got 12 in the basketball game. 25-13 the score. 3:33 on the clock. It's moving as the so are the Cavemen. Down the left-hand side, Amaya on the wing. Left-hand side, back out front to Trailer. Trailer with the basketball. Puts the ball on the floor. Shovels right-hand side to Dirk. Dirk with the basketball. Slides down a step or two. Back left inside. Pass almost stolen away. Trailer steals it right back, though. Goes down the front of the lane. Tries to put up a shot that's deflected. Gets the rebound to Amaya in the corner. Back out to Trailer at the free throw line. Elevates. Goes up with a shot. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Shot was off. He'll get two shots. Foul called on number 23. That's Ryan Sharp. His first of the night. Shot is up from the free throw line for Trailer. It's good. Gives him 3 points in this afternoon's contest. Second shot up. Wasting no time at the free throw line. This one is in and out. Won't go. Rebound taken down by the Colts. Lead pass up left-hand side to Labonte. Labonte up top to the key to Corgan. Back to Labonte for three on the wing. This one hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Rebound taken down by the by the Colts. A quick feed to Labonte, and Labonte puts it in. And he's got 14 points. He's the man. 27-14, the Cavemen trail. Ball down. Amaya was bringing down, was looking for Dirk in the corner, but Dirk had already made his cut under the basketball out of bounds. Another turnover for Grants Pass. Amaya comes up. McKittrick is back in. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes from Hill. Gives it up to Corgan. Corgan into the forecourt. Left-hand side to Labonte. Then down low on the baseline. Ball deflected out front, picked up by Trailer. Trailer comes down, 2-on-1 break, goes to the right-hand side, takes it himself, lays it up. Off, no good, can't get one down. Rebound, followed by the Colts, up to Corgan. Lead pass up to Labonte. Shovels down low on the baseline. Man gets a man up in the air, puts a shot up. That is good for number 22. That's Fisher. The foul called on Dirk. So Dirk will pick up his first infraction of the basketball game. He comes out, and Dedman is back in. Fisher's at the free throw line with one more shot. Deep knee bend. Shot is up and good. 30-14. Grants Pass needs some offense right now. Ball in the hands of McKittrick. Into the forecourt quickly. Bounce pass right hand side to Rosetta. Cross court to Berg. Berg, right front court. Tries to move down as Rosetta cuts to the basket. Berg moves off to the left-hand side, then comes back right to Rosetta from the wing. Goes to the free throw line, gets man up in the air, two-step shot. Puts a shot up for Berg. Berg's shot deflected out of bounds, and a whistle stops the action. We've got a foul underneath. It'll be against the Cavemen. So Rosetta will pick up his second foul of the night. Third team foul on the Cavemen. Corgan brings the ball down once again against token pressure. 2-3 zone is what the Cavemen have been in most of the afternoon here. Ball back out front to Corgan, left-hand side, then down low on the baseline, then in the paint against to number 12, Labaudi. A whistle stops the action. Who fouled him this time? Young this time picks up the infraction. That'll be his first of the basketball game. Inbounds play from the inline. Break out of their hustle. Goes to the left-hand side. Man, Labaudi on the drive. Puts a shot up. Check that. It's Hill. And Hill comes out. He's got 7 points in the basketball game. Kamen puts the ball in play in the backcourt in the hands of Traylor. Traylor across the timeline. Center court comes right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick back left-hand side then to Berg. Then to Rosetta. Right-hand side. Rosetta corner right-hand side. Looks for a cutter. Drives the baseline, goes up, and tried to go up with a shot, and was fouled, I believe, by 22. Once again, that's Fisher. Oh, pardon me, they called it on Labaudi. I didn't think it was close. His second, inbounds play for the Cavemen, coming from Trailers. The Cavemen again put that box around the key. They'll break out of that into their hustle right now. Ball comes way out front to Rosetta. Rosetta from 22 feet off, no good. Long rebound into the corner, chased down by Labaudi. Gives it back to Corgan, back to Labaudi. Crosses the timeline on the attack for these Colts. Thurston High School, left-hand side, again to Fisher. Fisher brings the ball out front, shovels right-hand side to Hill. Hill on the drive. Free throw line, jumper shot is up, off, no good. Rebound taken down by Berg. Berg, lead pass up to McKittrick. McKittrick across the timeline on the wing, left-hand side. He'll launch a three. That is good. And McKittrick finding the range. That's his second three of the night. He's got 8 points. 32-17 the score. Grants pass on the short end of that one, folks. Lead pass up quickly to Hill. Hill gives the ball up to Labaudi for the Colts. Back out front to Corgan. Corgan left-hand side. Back right-hand side then to Corgan. In the corner, right-hand side to Fisher. Fisher looks out front to Labaudi. Labaudi right-hand side. Out front to Fisher. Head fake. Comes up left-hand side. Gives it to Piquette. Then down low on the baseline to Labaudi. He's surrounded by Traylor. Gets by. Bounce pass right-hand side. Down low. Shot is up by Fisher. Off no good. Rebound being fought for and contended. Finally pulled out by McKittrick. McKittrick comes down the sideline. Drives the right-hand side. Wanted to penetrate. Couldn't do it. Out front quickly to Traylor from the top of the key. And that's the way the first half will end. Shot was off at the half. It's the trailer. Pardon me. It is the Colts 32, Grants Pass 17. We'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. At the half, the Cayman in a deep hole right now, trailing 32-17. Here's how the scoring went. Grants Pass trailed 17-11 at the end of the first period. We're outscored in the second period 15-6 to really make that broad score at 17-32 right now. Grants Pass scoring came on 7 field goals, 1 three-pointer. They were 1-of-2 from the free throw line. And were whistled for 7 fouls compared to 4 fouls for the Thurston Colts. Thurston scoring came on 14 field goals, 1 three-pointer. They were 3-of-4-3 from the free-throw line, 100%. We'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water, says itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
You're listening to Caveman Basketball here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Thank you for joining us. We're at halftime right now with the Cavemen trailing the Thurston Colts 32-17. For the Thurston Colts, their leading scorer is Lucas Labonte, a senior. 6 field goals, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, 14 points. Brady Corgan off the bench has 1 2-point field goal. Also off the bench, Quentin Fisher has 3 points on a field goal and a free throw. Starter Trayson Hill. 3 field goals, 1 three-pointer, give him 7 points. And LaFo Felipe has 3 field goals, 6 points. For the Grants Pass, Caven Westenberg, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Dirk Ely got some minutes, picked up 1 foul. Abisai Amaya didn't figure in my scoring line at all, although he got some minutes. Caden Deadman picked up a single foul. A trailer, 1 2-point field goal. He's 1-for-2 from the free throw line, 3 points and no fouls. Preston Gerlitz got a moment or two on the floor and picked up a single foul. And Grady McKittrick had 3 field goals, 1 three-pointer. I reported him early as two threes. He had just 1 three, so he has 5 points in the contest. And once again, Jordan Rosetta, 2 field goals, 4 points and 2 fouls. And we'll have more right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Hi.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, at the half, it is 32-17, the Cavemen trailing. Now, what has been happening on the floor is anytime that Mr. Rosetta gets the basketball, he's immediately double, sometimes triple teamed if he's inside. You would think that that would give leave another caveman open, and it does. But the defense from the Colts is so intense, and they're so good at it. And quite frankly, I don't have heights on them. They didn't publish the heights on their OSAA website. They're tall, and it's almost impossible for him to get a good undeflected pass out to an open man. So that's really what the Colts have been doing. They are certainly athletic and very, very tall. The Cavemen are staying primarily in a 2-3 zone, trying to keep them out of that lane, which the Colts continue to try to penetrate, and they're fairly good at. That's what's happening on the floor right now, or during the game. We have some youngsters, maybe some other teams getting ready for a game tonight. Just getting some shooting around right now. 3:05 left here at the halftime. It's 32-17. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass at Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Want to win $200 in labor towards auto repair? Of course you do. You can do that by donating at least $20 in beans, rice, pasta, or cereal. Take that much-needed food to either Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will enter you into a drawing to win $200 in labor towards any service. Some restrictions apply. Drawing will be on December 29th, and all donations go to the Salvation Army in Grants Pass and Medford and the Rock Food Pantry in Grants Pass. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, a programming note here. There has been a game added to the Caveman schedule. That'll be Tuesday night at 6:30. Del Norte will be the guest. That gets underway at 6:30 for the varsity. I didn't get word on if there is a junior varsity game for that particular situation or not. We'll try to find out if we get a word with head coach Olson at the end of the game. But that's coming up on Tuesday night. Mark that on your calendars. Tip at 6:30. You can hear it right here live on KAJO Radio. 32-17. The Cavemen just now coming out of the locker room. The Colts already out of the locker room. We'll be back with the second half right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Third quarter going to be brought to you by our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Service, located in Grants Pass and here in Medford. They service your vehicle, but they take care of you. Tip of the hat, salute Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass up on Northwest 6. There's a buzzer sending both teams back to the floor. It looks like the same starters for the Colts. That'll be Paquette, number 3. LaMountie, number 12. Hill, number 31. Felipe, 35. And Lindsay, number 10. Here come the cavemen. It'll be Rosetta, McKittrick, Traylor, Young, and Berg. On the alternate possession rule, the ball goes to the Thurston Colts. To put the ball in play, they do. Ball goes into the backcourt quickly to Paquette. Paquette comes down, being picked up by Berg. Grant's passing man-to-man here early. Right-hand side then to McKittrick. Down low on the left-hand side. Man drives, puts one up. That is good. So LaBounty starts things off. That's his 16th point in the basketball game. McKittrick brings the ball down for Grant's pass. Out between the circles. Bounce pass left-hand side to Young. Young looks down the lane, can't find anyone. Corner left-hand side to Berg. Berg down low to Rosetta. Rosetta working the baseline, spins, comes back, draws a double team. Shot is up, deflected, picked up by the Colts. Ball in the hands of LaBounty coming down the right-hand side. Tries to get by Berg's defense, goes in the corner, drops the ball right back to Felipe. He goes up with a shot that is out of bounds. Going to be Colts ball inbounds from the end line. 34-17, 7-16 to play here, third period. From South Medford High School, the Abbeys Christmas Classic. Long pass out front to get the ball back into play. Ball left-hand side. Three-point attempt on the way. Hits the rim and off, no good. Rebound McKittrick, lets the traffic clear, puts the ball on the floor. Lead pass up to Berg. Berg slides down the left side, sees the lane, drops the ball right back to McKittrick for three. In motion, shot is up, off, no good. Board cleared by, once again, the Thurston Colts. I believe that's LaBonte, that's number 31. Hill bringing the ball down himself. Gets the ball out to Paquette. Paquette, right-hand side to Felipe. Felipe gives the ball down low to LaBonte, and he balls, turns right into Berg, and Berg will be called for the foul coming over his wrist. So Berg will pick up his second infraction of the night, or the afternoon, as the case may be, a little after 4. And bounce play from the end line for the Colts. Goes right-hand side to Felipe. Out front to Paquette. In the paint to LaBounty. Spins and fires, and it rolls off no good. Rebound to the right-hand side to Rosetta. Brings the ball down himself. Right-hand side. Looks for somebody in the paint. Nobody there. Back out front to Traylor. Traylor tries to penetrate. Drops the ball down low to Young. Loose basketball. Scramble for, and we had two different whistles. The foul will evidently take... Foul called on Paquette. I have that as his first inbounds play for Grant's pass from the end line to our end of the floor. Traylor will make the play. Gets the ball down low. Shot is up from Hill or from Young. No good. Rebound out to the Colts. Colts come back 3-on-3. Alley-oop down low to Felipe. Out of bounds. Wouldn't go. Pass was Eric. Rebound goes back to Grant's pass. Well, they'll bring the ball inbounds from the end line. That's Berg to Traylor. And the Colts will give him half the court. Crosses the timeline now. Right-hand side quickly to Rosetta, way out on the wing. Looking for someone. Fakes. Puts the ball on the floor. Goes to the corner. Drives all the way to the baseline. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor looks down low for someone. Gives the ball into Rosetta. Rosetta just outside the key at the free throw line. On the cut to Berg. Berg lays one up. Rolled around and off. Wouldn't go. Rebound taken down by the Colts. Token pressure in the backcourt. They throw over it quickly to LaBounty. Drives. Puts a shot left-hand side to Hill. Hill tries to penetrate and I believe is fouled by Traylor. So Traylor will pick up. I have that as his first of the night. Score remains 34-17. Cavan just doubled up right now by the Thurston Colts. Inbounds play in the paint. Shot is up, off, no good. And in the rebounding action... Again, a foul whistle. This will go against Grant's pass again. And this is... this goes against Young. That'll be the second on Young. And at the free throw line, Mr. LaBounty. Shot is up and good. No surprise. He's 3-for-3. That's his 17th point in the basketball game. That's the same amount as all of the cavemen have scored. One more shot coming for the young man. Shot is up and bounces twice. Wasn't perfect, but it went through. Counts. Rosetta in the backcourt. Bring the ball down after the inbounds play from Traylor. Slides down to the wing, right-hand side. Back to Traylor on the cut. Lays one up, off. No good. Too hard. Rebound cleared by LaBonte. Brings the ball down himself to the free throw line. Goes back left-hand side, Dental. Loose basketball. Man still gets in the paint. Puts one up that's in and out. Won't go. Ball tipped out of bounds. I thought it was tipped out by the Colts, but it's going back to the Colts. Inbounds play for the Colts from the end line. Piquette comes over to make the play as they put a line across the end line. Ball comes out front, though. Then down low to Hill. Hill spins and fires. It's up and good. So Hill's got 9 in the basketball game. McKittrick brings the ball down right front court for Grant's pass. Comes across the timeline, top of the key. Looks down low. Puts the ball on the floor. Stops at the free throw line. Elevates. Shot is up from there. Off, no good. Board cleared quickly by Labonte. Labonte brings the ball down himself. Looks to drive. Stops out front. Drops the ball back quickly to Lindsay. Ball goes right-hand side out of bounds. Slapped away by Young. Brandon Corgan comes in for Piquette. Piquette sits down. Inbounds play for the Colts coming from Labonte in the end line. Lobs it left-hand side to Lindsay. Steps out front. Ball right-hand side back to Labonte. Penetrates, goes all the way, lays one up. Found a seam, laid one up and in. Wasn't touched as he went down. 20 points for the young man. Came it down 40-17. Really need a score. Ball right-hand side. Timeout for head coach Nate Olson. Says, come on, guys. A little flat out there. Look at the scoreboard. 4:23 showing on the clock. It's 40-17. We'll be back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Want to win $200 in labor towards auto repair? Of course you do. You can do that by donating at least $20 in beans, rice, pasta, or cereal. Take that much-needed food to either Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will enter you into a drawing to win $200 in labor towards any service. Some restrictions apply. Drawing will be on December 29th, and all donations go to the Salvation Army in Grants Pass in Medford and the Rock Food Pantry in Grants Pass. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Want to tip our hats to Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. Like Moser, they also have been a sponsor of Caveman Sports right here on KAJO Radio since 1988. The play is resumed. It'll be Caveman ball inbounds. Our end of the floor from the sideline. Trailers over to make the inbounds play. Caveman right now have Rosetta down low in the corner. Berg out front. Berg posted on the baseline. And they go on the right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick crosses the top of the key. Holds the ball out front to Berg. Berg controls, goes right-hand side quickly to Trailer. Then down low to Rosetta. Spins, tries to get free, and I think they called him for travel. Got off balance, shuffled his feet. Rosetta frustrated. 4:11 showing on the clock, 40-17 the score. Grants Pass yet to put up a point here in the second half. 4 minutes to play. Corgan brings his ball down, right-hand side. Gives the ball to Labonte. Labonte finds the seam again. Lays one up. He's almost untouched as he goes through. That's 22 points for the young man. 42-17. McKittrick brings the ball down. Stops out front. Gives the ball to Berg, right-hand side. Berg goes left-hand side to Trailer. Trailer looking for a man in the paint. Goes right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick, top of the key. Wants the three. Shot is up, and it's good, and he buries it. So McKittrick gets his second three of the night. Now he's got 8 points in the basketball game, and it's 42-20. Corgan brings the ball down, feeds it high post quickly to Felipe. Felipe with the ball out front. Spence comes back to the right-hand side. Felipe is at least 6'5", maybe taller. Ball goes left-hand side. Gives the ball up to, is that Labonte? That's Labonte. They roll the ball down low to Felipe. He goes hard to the glass. It's up and down. And Felipe gets his 8 point of the basketball game, 44-20. French pass on the short end of that. McKittrick brings the ball down left front court. Hands the ball off to Trailer. Trailer between the circles. Slides to the right-hand side. Looks down low in the corner. Finds Young there. Young with the basketball, looking inside the paint. Gets the ball to the postman, and that's Rosetta. Rosetta double-teamed, looking for help. Steps out the top of the key. Ball comes back down low. Was looking for Traylor on a cut, but it was deflected out of bounds by Hill. It'll be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the inline, our end of the floor. Deadman checks in, and Berg sits down. Gets a little height for Grant's pass that way. 44-20 the score. Grant's pass looking for some more offense. Traylor, right-hand side to McKittrick. Down low, shot is up, off glass, won't go. And fighting for the rebound. Whistle stops the action, and they're going to call a foul on Deadman. So Caden Deadman will pick up his second of the basketball game. Colts ball inbounds from the inline, far end of the floor. They roll it up quickly to Corgan. Corgan brings the ball down, crosses the timeline, right-hand side. Flips it over to Felipe. Felipe, hard to the glass. And I use foul as he went by one man, evidently. So they faulted on Rosetta. That'll be the third on Rosetta. And it's free throw line, Mr. Felipe. His first trip there, so we'll see if he shoots free throws. He's their big guy. Shot is up. Good. He does. That's his ninth point of the basketball game. Bronx checks in. Traylor gets a little breather. Substitution also number 15 comes in. That's Perez for the Colts as Piquette sits down. Second shot is up and good. And Felipe now in double figures. We have three men in double figures so far. It's 46-20. Timeout on the floor. A look at the scoreboard with 2:31 to play here in the third. We'll be back right after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Cayman come back out on the floor with Rosetta, Young, Deadman, and Bronx. Bronx in the backcourt. Rosetta will make the inbounds play from the inline, far end of the floor. Comes into Bronx. Bronx right back to Rosetta. Rosetta brings the ball down, uncontested, into the forecourt. Right-hand side quickly to Deadman. Deadman with the basketball out to Bronx. 4-3 from the wing. Rims in, out, no good. Capeman can't buy a basket tonight. On the drive, here comes Labounty out front. Left-hand side quickly in the corner, left-hand side of Felipe. Felipe goes hard to the glass. Missed the stuff, picked up by Rosetta. Rosetta back on the drive, right-hand side. Goes down all the way to the baseline, puts one up off glass. It's good for Rosetta. Rosetta has his sixth point in the basketball game, 46-22. Corgan brings the ball down now for the Colts. Stops out front, goes back to left-hand side, hands the ball off quickly to Fisher. Fisher tries to penetrate left-hand side, then down low to Felipe. Felipe hard to the glass again. Won't go. Whistle stops the action. Was he fouled? Yes. Deadman will pick up the infraction. That'll be his third. And that's the fifth foul on the Cavemen here in this period. Minute 41 to play. Shot is up and off. Missed everything that time. So Felipe, 2-for-3 at the free throw line, still with just 10 points. Got to hit the first two just beautifully. Yet that one didn't hit anything. Shot is up, and this one hits the front of the rim. Long rebound comes out all the way to Deadman. Deadman drops the ball right back to Rosetta. Rosetta, top of the key, goes right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick out front to Deadman. Right-hand side down to Bronx. Cross, make that Gerlitz. Gerlitz left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta shoots the ball down low on the baseline. Shot is up, off, no good. I believe that's McKittrick went to the ground. He'll go to the free throw line shooting a couple. And foul called on so Logan Piquette gets the infraction. That'll be his second, both in the third period here. And at the free throw line right now is Grady McKittrick. Shot is up and good. Shot is up. Good. No, off that time. 9 points for McKittrick. On the attack, Colts come down the right-hand side. Felipe out top of the key. Bullet pass down low. Great pass into Hill. Hill spins and fires. He's got 12 in the basketball game now. Make that 11. Dedmon comes down right-hand side. Gives the ball to McKittrick, and McKittrick drives and draws the foul. He'll go to the free. No, he got him before he was shooting. And once again, that foul goes to Paquette. Scoreboard shows that as his second. I had that as his third. Inbounds play from the end line. Goes right-hand side to McKittrick again. McKittrick on the wing. Shovels back to Rosetta. Rosetta puts the ball on the floor. Elevates from 12 feet away. Off. No good. Ball out of bounds. It'll be Colts ball. Inbounds from the end line. Far end of the floor. 55 seconds left here in the third period. Caveman trail 48-23. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Uncontested. Number two brings it down. That's Corgan. Brody Corgan into the forecourt. Picked up there by Dedmon. Hands the ball off quickly to Perez. Perez to Felipe, top of the key, left-hand side quickly, then in the corner, right-hand side to Fisher. Fisher puts the ball on the floor in the wing, rolls the ball down to Paquette, and it rolls through his legs out of bounds. Play so well, and then suddenly things like that happen. Caveman gets the basketball back quickly. That's Rosetta to McKittrick, back to Rosetta in the forecourt, right front court. Left-hand side quickly to Gerlitz. Gerlitz back to Rosetta. Ball right-hand side quickly to Dedmon. Dedmon wing right-hand side. Tried to go down low on a cutter. Out of bounds. And it goes right back to the Colts. 48-23. 21 seconds left here in the third period. Once again, third period brought to you by our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Service. Ball left-hand side. Then back out front. Almost in the center circle right-hand side. In Corgan's hands. Corgan working against Dedmon right now. Gets the ball left-hand side to Labouti. Labouti comes in. Fadeaway 12-footer. Left-hand side. Won't go. Rebound picked up by Felipe. Felipe back hard to the glass. Off at the buzzer. At the end of three periods of play, it's 48-23. Grants Pass trails. We'll be back with the fourth period right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. Abby's Pizza brings you the fourth and final period. You're hungry right now? Listen, headed home after some shopping. 541-476-2133. He'll meet you there with a pizza, and it'll be good. Or you can just stop in. Put the kids back in the play area. Have a great time. Inbounds play to start the fourth period. Belongs to the Caveman. Comes to Amaya in the backcourt. Quickly crop to the timeline. Flips it right-hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz hip fakes. Comes back across the key to left-hand side. Gives the ball up to Bronx. Back out front now to Dedmon. Dedmon wants to penetrate. Back left-hand side quickly to Bronx. In the corner, left-hand side. Bounce pass inside, down low to Young. Young elevate. Shot is up, off no good. Rebound taken down by Dedmon. Shot is up, off no good. Down the Colts down the left-hand side now. Pick the ball up front. Go to Corgan. Corgan right-hand side. Then in the corner, right-hand side. Back out front quickly to Labouti. Labouti sees a seam. Doesn't take it. Drops the ball right back to player control foul called on Fisher, number 22. .48-23, 7:23 to play in this contest. Amaya in the backcourt gives the ball up to Bronx. Bronx into the forecourt right now. A lot of the starters sitting down right now. Ball out front to Amaya. Amaya left front court with the basketball. Crosses to the right-hand side, gives the ball to Young. Back left-hand side to Dedmon. Dedmon bounce pass inside, taken away. Well, knocked away anyway, out of bounds. Whistle stops the action. Which way is this one going to go? Foul called again at 22. So Fisher will pick up his second infraction in a minute here. Caveman's ball inbounds from the end line. They'll put a screen that's already broken down the left-hand side. Bront gets the ball inbounds left-hand side to Dedmon. Dedmon puts the ball on the floor, spins, can't penetrate. Goes back left and right, drops the ball out front again to Bronx. Out front then to Dedmon. Left-hand side to Amaya. Cross-court to Gerlitz between the circles right now. Right-hand side then to try to get it to Young through his hands. Out of bounds. 6:51 left to play. 48-23 the score. Another substitution. Corgan brings the ball down. Out front for the Colts. Comes back right-hand side quickly to Baker. Baker on the right-hand side working against Amaya. Back out front to Labaudi. Left-hand side to Felipe. Felipe goes out front and a foul whistled on Bronx, I believe. Yep, that's the call. So Bronx will pick up his first infraction of the basketball game. Inbounds play for the Colts from the sideline, left-hand side. Back out front to 22 Fisher, then down low to Felipe. He puts it up and in. Felipe now with 12 points in the basketball game. Dedmon brings the ball down the right-hand side. Crosses back to the left-hand side, gives the ball up to Bronx. Out front quickly to Gerlitz. Gerlitz slides to the right-hand side, goes to the corner. Right-hand side quickly to Young. Young can't penetrate, tries again, spins, still can't get in the paint. Lays one up, though, about 4 feet out. It's good, though, for Young. That's his first field goal of the night. 50-25. Once again, the Cavemen doubled up by these talented Thurston Colts. Ball goes left-hand side on the wing, then down low in the corner, right-hand side to Felipe, still in the game. Felipe works along the baseline, puts a shot up, and his whistle for traveling on the good defense by Young is coming after him. More substitutions for the Colts. Most of their starters on the bench right now, including Felipe. In the backcourt, Amaya with the basketball, working against Perez. Token pressure now, looks like a 2-on-2 zone. Amaya right-hand side on the drive. Flips the ball into the corner, right-hand side to Bronx. Back out front to Amaya. Down low on the baseline, Bronx tried to get the ball in. Slapped away out of bounds, going to be Grant's best ball. Inbounds from the inline, our end of the floor. Once again, 50-25, 5:31 to play. Bronx will make the inbounds play as the Cavemen already in the shuffle out of that box around the key. Ball right-hand side quickly to Dedmon. Dedmon head fakes, can't get by the defense. And the defense called for the foul. I believe that's on number two, Corgan. So Corgan will pick up this infraction. That's his first. Yeah, that is his first. Cavemen trying to get the ball inbounds now. Goes right-hand side. Shot is up for two from about 18 feet out. No good. Rebound chased down by Grant's pass in the corner. That's Young with the basketball. Gives the ball to Bort Dedmon, who is falling out of bounds. Picked up by the Colts. Back on the attack, right-hand side. Corgan out front. Bounce pass down low. Deflected by the Cavemen. Amaya picks it up. Comes back 4-on-3 break. Gives the ball to Young. Hard to the glass. Off. No good. Can't buy it even on the fast break. Rebound taken down by Amaya, but stolen away by the Colts quickly. Lead pass up left-hand side to Perez. Perez head fake left-hand side in the paint. Gets the ball to Fisher. Fisher spins and fires. It's up and good. Fisher gets his second field goal. He's got five in the basketball game. 52-25. Cavemen out front. Amaya with the basketball. Gives it to Dedmon. Back left-hand side to Bronx for three. And it's off. No good. Corgan for the rebound for the Colts. Back on the fly. Pushing the ball down. Lead pass to Perez left-hand side. Gets the ball back to Fisher in the lane. Can't control it. Whistle stops the action again before the ball rolls out of bounds. I think this is going against Grant's passes. Young. So Young will pick up this infraction. His third. And Dirk comes into the basketball game. So we've got both the Ealys in, Bronx and Dirk. Inbounds play comes to right-hand side. Again to number 23, this time Sharp. Back to Fisher. Back to Sharp down low. Sharp to the glass. It's up and good. In the backcourt, Dedmon tries to control the basketball, does, brings it down across the timeline. Sees a lane, drives, shot is up, off, no good. Dirk rebounds it, gets it right back out. Shot is up for three, off, no good for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Shot came up from Gerlitz. And on trying to control the rebound, ball goes out of bounds, and it's Grants Pass ball inbounds from the inline. Thought Colt Scholson was going to call for a timeout, but no. 4:02 showing on the clock. It's 54-25. Deadman on the inbounds play. Gets the ball to Gerlitz. Can't get a shot off. Back up top of the key to Bronk. Bronk right-hand side to Dirk. Dirk for three. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Rebound tipped to the Thurston Colts. Picked up by Corgan. Brings the ball down on the fly. Goes left-hand side quickly. Back out front to Perez. Perez head fakes. Top of the key. Wanted to shoot. Can't. Sprints in. Kicks the ball right-hand side. Shot for three from the wing. Off. No good. Rebound being fought for. Controlled by Grants Pass is Deadman on the right, drive through heavy traffic out front. Kicks the ball to Dirk in the corner right-hand side. Again, the shot for three off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Fisher. Fisher leads the ball back, brings it all the way, goes hard to the glass, shot is up, and good. He was fouled. So Fisher will pick up his third of the basketball game, 6 points. Foul called on Gerlitz, so Gerlitz will pick up his second. And at the free throw line right now, number 22, Quentin Fisher is 1-for-1 for the free throw line. He'll get one shot here. That's bright green shoes. Shot is up and good. He gets two shots here. Shot is up. Off, no good. Rebounded shot, back up, off, no good. And again, a whistle stops the action. Foul called on Bayard, who is in the contest right now. At the free throw line, I believe it's Baker. Shot is up. Good. Both teams deep into their bench right now with the score 56-25 with 3 minutes to play. Once again, looking forward to Del Norte coming to Peter Newman Gym. Shot is up this time and good. 2 points for Baker. Ball in the hands of Gerlitz down the right-hand side for Grants Pass. Sees the lane, goes, drives, tries to float one up from the right-hand side. Off, no good. Long pass out for the Colts. Shot is up twice, no good. Missed two easy ones. Back left-hand side to Perez. Perez for three, and it's good. That's Perez's first of the night. He's been looking for that since he got on the floor. 60-25, 2:39 to play. On the drive, Gerlitz goes right-hand side in the corner to Dirk. Dirk looking for offense. Kicks the ball back out to Deadman. Top of the key. Deadman with the basketball. Wants to drive. Penetrates. Kicks the ball left-hand side. Tried to get it to Dirk. Through his hands, out of bounds. Another turnover for the Grants Pass Cavemen. 60-25, 2 minutes to play. We'll be right back in action at Heater Newman Gym. Welcoming Del Norte on Tuesday night at 6:30, folks. Set your dial for that right here on KJO Radio as the Colts bring the basketball down. Back right-hand side quickly to Perez. Perez throws the ball left-hand side to where nobody is waiting, and we are down to that kind of time. There's a turnover for the Colts. 60-25 showing on the clock, a minute 50 to play. Clock is running. In the backcourt for Grants Pass, Deadman with the basketball. Bullet pass down low corner, right-hand side. Then back out to Dirk. Dirk on the drive, right-hand side. Goes to try to lay one up. It's blocked out of bounds by Sharp. Rebounded, picked up quickly. Gets the ball out to Corgan. Back right-hand side to Perez. Wants another three. This one he doesn't get. Rebound fought for and controlled by Fisher. Tried to drive. Foul could be on Dirk, could be on Deadman. We'll see as the official comes to the sidelines. Dirk. So Dirk will pick up his second. And at the free throw line once again for the Colts, Mr. Fisher, 2-for-3 from the free throw line. Yeah, he's the one with the bright green shoes, misses this one. Colts in red and white uniforms. Shot is up, and this one's off, no good. 2-of-5 from the free throw line. Rebound, Dirk gets it right back to Deadman. Deadman brings the ball down the timeline. A minute 13 on the clock. Out front to Deadman with the basketball. Little head fake, comes to the free throw line, wants to penetrate, elevates from the free throw line, it's off, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds by Bayard, it'll be Colts ball inbounds from the end line. When the Colts took the floor in their warm-ups, it was, oh my gosh, Harlem Globetrotters time. Their warm-ups are red and white stripes, and they're loud. Out front with the basketball, now goes left-hand side quickly, ball out front to Perez. Perez with the basketball, turns, fires, lays one up, that is good. He's quick. He's got five in the basketball game now. Gerlitz brings the ball down. 30 seconds on the clock right now. Ball right-hand side into the hands of Bayard. Bayard gives the ball up right-hand side. Out front then to Gerlitz. Gerlitz head fakes, top of the key. Little shake and bake. Goes back left-hand side to Bayard. Bayard gives the ball off to Bronk on the wing left-hand side. Crosses right-hand side to Dirk. Dirk has room. Finds it all the way down. Stripped of the basketball as he elevated. Picked up by Perez. Lead pass out to Fisher. Hard to the glass. Shot is up. Off. No good. Board cleared, though, by Dirk, and the Cavemen come back on the run with 8 seconds. Lead pass up is stolen away. They give it to Dirk. Shot is up and good for Dirk. And one, and that's the basketball game. Final score, 62-27. We'll be back and recap it all for you, folks, right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods, to the fields, to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Head coach Olson making his way towards us right now. We'll just hand him the microphone and get everything switched on. And coach, that was a tough one.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Couldn't find any offense against a team that is, what's a good way to describe them, tall and talented?
Yeah, you know, I really feel like they were just super physical, and we just didn't match that, and we just kind of let them push us around where they wanted to go. You know, we had moments in time where I was telling the guys, I mean, that was 3 minutes in the first quarter where we worked real hard and tried to get the ball into spots we talked about, try to cut hard, try to pass, you know, hard passes, crisp passes, but we just didn't do that consistently tonight. So,
all right, once again, they took Rosetta out of the game for you. They double teamed him, triple teamed him.
Yeah, you know, and again, like they did, and we got some open shots. We just didn't make them. I mean, that third quarter, I mean, I think we missed 4 or 5 layups in a row that, you know, we consistently been making, and we're making the right plays. I was just trying to tell the guys in that third quarter, too, we made the right plays, make the right cuts. We're just not getting that final result, which, you know, it sucks, but it's also like, hey, we're making the right play, and I know that you guys can make a layup, so you do it all the time. So it's just a matter of like, hey, that's the right play.
Nothing would fall tonight.
No, it wouldn't really want it. You know, we didn't, and again, just missed a lot of easy shots. Again, their length, I think, bothered us a little bit too, but I think we just were a little sped up. And then the physicality thing, we just didn't match physicality tonight.
Right, no excuses, but it looks like you lost a few legs in the second half.
I think a little bit, you know, which didn't help us, but it just, again, they're big and they're physical. And I think the physicality we had a road to on offense, I think, gassed us out a little bit. And, you know, defensively, we try to switch things up. And, you know, again, I think tonight we got hurt on the glass, and we've done a decent job all year long, even though we're not very big. We've done a good job of clearing the glass and ending possession tonight. We knew that very well.
They dominated on the boards.
They did. And, again, I mean, with a team like that who can make shots, you just can't give them, you know, multiple opportunities.
All right, looking ahead, next game on the schedule now, Tuesday night. Tell me about Tuesday night.
Yeah, Tuesday night, Del Norte, 6:30 at our place. A good basketball team, another good test for us. You know, we got to watch them against South Med yesterday. Physical, got some size. We got a kid that can really shoot it. So, yeah, a little, I mean, not all the horses that Thurston has, but a similar type team. But it'd be a good match for us. It'd be fun to be at home, get the crowd into it. So I'm excited for that.
Are they bringing their JVs?
No.
So just varsity?
Just varsity, yep.
Just varsity at 6:30 Tuesday night, folks.
Correct.
All right, what's your plan between now and then?
We'll practice early tomorrow morning, and then we'll come in, probably get a shoot around in midday on Tuesday since the kids are off, get some jumpers up, and then we'll get to the game.
All right. See you Tuesday night, Coach.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Head Coach Nate Olson. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Thanks.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do it best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Want to win $200 in labor towards auto repair? Of course you do. You can do that by donating at least $20 in beans, rice, pasta, or cereal. Take that much-needed food to either Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will enter you into a drawing to win $200 in labor towards any service. Some restrictions apply. Drawing will be on December 29th, and all donations go to the Salvation Army in Grants Pass in Medford and the Rock Food Pantry in Grants Pass. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Once again, caveman scoring 11 field goals, 2 3-pointers, 1 of 2 from the, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. That's 50%. Lots of they outfouled us. Caveman outfouled the Colts significantly, just trying to battle back from a really physical, tall, talented team. Scoring for Grants Pass has. Matthew Bayard picked up a single foul. Westenberg, 2 points, 2 fouls. Dirk Ely, 1 2-point field goal, 2 fouls. Abisai Amaya didn't figure to my scoring line, got significant minutes, handled the ball. Caden Deadman, 1 field goal, 3 fouls. Branson Young, 1 2-point field goal, 3 fouls. Bronx Ely, significant minutes once again, didn't figure to my scoring line and picked up a single foul. James Traylor, 1 2-point field goal, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, and a single foul. Preston Gerlitz didn't figure my scoring line, did pick up 2 fouls in his time on the floor. Grady McKittrick, I had him for 9 points on 3 field goals, 1 3-pointer, and 1 for 2 shooting at the free throw line. Jordan Rosetta, 3 field goals, 6 points, and 3 fouls. We'll run down the, for informational purposes, Lucas Lamoudi for the Colts, 9 field goals, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, 22 points and 2 fouls. Trayson Hill had 5 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 11 points in the basketball game. Felipe, 5 field goals, 2 for 3 at the free throw line. He had 10 points or 12 points in the basketball game. They had 3 men in double figures. And we'll be back with more right after this. We'll talk about the player of the game after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Tonight's player of the game is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, our good friends there. And when we talk about the player of the game, you like a lot of different things, including scoring and defense and handling the ball and turnovers and those sorts of things. You also look at the scoring line, you've got to. But the leading scorer tonight for Grants Pass is our player of the game, but he's done a lot more than just score, and we'll name that player right after this word from our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Si Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Player of the game tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen got to be Grady McKittrick with 2 3-point field goals, a 2-point field goal, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, had 9 points to lead the Grants Pass scoring tonight. Nobody in double figures tonight, so that's the story there. But a tip of the hat to Grady McKittrick, who played lots of minutes, handled the ball, passed the ball, made some assists. So lots more than scoring goes into that. But once again, it's Grady McKittrick tonight. Congratulations. Now for our, let's see, we've got... What am I, the Audi boys facing radio control? Forgot his first name. My apologies, young man. Our executive producer is Brian Diotti. I'm Chuck Benson, reminding you of the final score tonight. The Grants Pass Cavemen losing to the Thurston Colts, 62-27. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.